You're listening to audio from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, where we train students to preach the Word and reach the world. For more free resources like this one, visit www.swbts.edu/media resources.
Well, make sure when you take your dog out in public, he's on a leash. Here, Bandera, come over here, buddy. And we'll slide this out of here. Sit, please. Get down if you want to. Now, anybody happen to know who this dog right here belongs to? I found him in the parking lot. He, as a smart man, says he's mine. Now, I haven't said he's mine. What makes you think he's mine? He's not wearing a cross. I mean, an H for Hank. He didn't have a book in his mouth with my name on it. You know how you're going to know he's mine in a few minutes or not? Same way Jesus Christ is going to know who you belong to. Is he trustworthy? Will he trust and obey my word? You see, I didn't go out to my kennel this morning and get my prettiest dog. I didn't even get my best athlete, guys. I didn't even get my smartest dogs. My two smartest dogs are back home in the kennel, and they're debating with each other my word. I didn't know if I'd get it. Hey, I didn't know if I'd get a laugh out of that or not. That's pretty questionable. No, I really didn't. I brought the one that loved me the most. Don't you get so caught up in your studies that you forget why you're here and who you're here for. It's all about passion and love. Job 12:7, you want to know who God is? Ask the beast of the field and he will teach you. This dog should be able to teach us something this morning. There's a whole talk on you got to see it sometime, on just creativity. I don't know why that dog's loving on that man over there, whoever he is. And anyway, I'm not even sure where to start. Let me just start by this. Who was invited here today? Did anybody get asked here by anybody today? You did? That's good. Anybody else? Several of you? All right, that's good. Well, if you raised your hand because someone invited you here, that's because they're concerned about your lifestyle. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If you raise your hand, I want you to line up on that wall because this is a drug dog over here, and we're going to check. Oh, I love that joke, Paige, Dr. Patterson. Except I lose so many people in some of my normal audiences before I get to the punchline. I am going to take a picture here. I need to take this real quick picture. There's a real good chance. It's going to be real close. I came back from Arkansas, so you may not win this thing, but there's a real good chance that possibly, yes, possibly, you guys are the absolute ugliest guys I've ever talked to. I won't know that. I blow it up and get back home, but we're going to find out. And all right, now, don't y'all use notes. They're unprofessional. I'm only using them so you can see how crude it is and how unprofessional it is. I'm a duck hunter, my dog got up this morning. That dog right there got up and said, Hank, I want to be a rabbit dog. Make me a rabbit dog. And I said, a rabbit dog? He said, yeah, they get to go across. They sing. They're howling down through the country. Everybody knows where they are and what they're doing. I said, son, I didn't get you to be a rabbit dog. I'm trying to tell you, if a rabbit dog tries to do what I'm going to have you do, if he goes out into the water, he'll probably drown. If he doesn't drown, he'll get back on the bank and lay there, and he's going to think he is a failure. And folks, he's not a failure. He tried to do something I didn't want him to do. You become what God has made you to be. Don't you try to pretend to be something you're not. Oh, it's tempting. You know, I'm just lucky I'm tall, good looking, and all that good stuff, or I'd be wanting to be that. But you hear what I'm saying. You have a special passion about you. You take that passion and you work that passion. God made you and me in his image. He didn't make the dog in his image. And I've sat down one day and said, if I'm in God's image, then what is it I can do that he can't do? And you say, well, there's a lot of things he can do. No, I'm talking about can't do. I didn't say do better or worse. I had a lady say, well, he can't write. And I said, ma'am, he wrote on every tree between my house and San Antonio one time. And he wrote in a code that nobody else could even understand. But I'm serious. What can he do? What is it he can't do? He's got a great mind. He's got intelligence. He's got passion. He's got memory. He's got feelings. We can go down this whole list, but I came up with one. There's one thing he absolutely cannot do. This dog has no imagination. Oh, yeah. You say, yeah, my dog doesn't know. I've seen my dog jump on his doghouse and jump over the fence. That's intelligence. I've never seen my dog build a doghouse. He cannot see that which does not exist and bring it into existence. Doesn't have it in him. Only man can do that. God said, I know whenever a sparrow falls. He came back and said, but you're greater than every bird in the air. Why are you and I greater than all the birds in the air? Because we have the greatest potential to be creative in what? In how we worship the King of Kings. Man, we have taken that ability and we try to make ourselves famous. We try to put ourselves on the billboard. Think about it. You have been made. You take that passion in you, whatever it is, you be creative in how you don't, as Dr. Patterson said, we don't rewrite the gospel. You just show it in a different way. That's what you're made for. Wherever you are, that's what you're made for. So, I'm going to blow this whistle. Sounds like this. I want you to hear it real quick. I always do that. Big church, Atlanta, Georgia, 2 weeks ago. 12 men stood up when I blew it right in church. Yeah. 12 of those guys said, don't shoot. That amazed me right in the church. Yeah. 3 of them said, play ball. And you know what the rest of them said, girls? Honey, I'll be right there. So yeah. Give you a little bit of warning there. I'm going to be throwing these. They're called bumpers. It's your job to watch out for it. Every now and then that string breaks. It could land in your lap. I'm just going to tell you this. If it does, get it out of there as quick as you can. No. All right. Bandera, I love you, son. We always start to sing. You want to pray with me? Do you? You want to pray? Okay. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we bow before you because of who you are and because of the love you have for us. But Lord, we want to claim your promise one more time again. Because you've said when two or more have gathered in my name, you said, I will be there among them. And we welcome you here now in this place. Lord, you be the teacher. Open up our hearts. Give us a glimpse of your truth and your eternity that we might serve you better. In that great name we pray. Amen. All right. Y'all do pray for your dogs, right? How about your children? How about your spouse? You want to change your home? You want to change America? Start with that right there. You notice I didn't say, doctor, pray for your cats. I just said dogs. Okay. And I love cats. I love cats. Dog in church, Job 12:7. It offends some people. It should. This is hallowed ground. But Job 12:7 says, you want to know who God is, what? Ask who? Beast of the field. And he will teach you. My son came home from college and he said to me, and it's not original. You need to know nothing you're going to hear from me is original. The good news is I only steal from the best. I'm going to give Dr. Page credit for everything I say. But somebody said, my son told me, he said, Dad, if you don't see God in everything, you'll see him in nothing. He said, you cannot pick and choose where God is. If you don't see God in everything, you'll see him in nothing because you cannot pick and choose where God is. And I had a little dog and I'm saying, where's God in that dirt maggot right there? Today I go all across America with dogs. That was my passion, telling them about God. Your job is not a job. Your job is the only thing you do while you're telling people about Jesus Christ. That's the only purpose of it. It doesn't make it if you're up here or down here. That's just he puts you there. This dog, I'm going to keep it real simple today. He has to do, and this is, by the way, this is a 6-year-old dog named Bandera. As you said, that is a 3-year-old. This dog is his son. I've been bringing him with his father since he was 6 years old. Why? He'll mimic his father. If his father dug holes, chased cars, killed cats, guess what he'd be doing? And far as that goes, he'll do the same with the friends he run with. Who you running with? What are they doing? Change them. Change them if they're not doing the things you're supposed to do. But anyway, that little dog we're going to try to use, he's going to have to know who he is. Now, I said who he is. I'm not talking about him knowing his name. Everybody knows their name. We're trying to put it on a billboard. That isn't a big deal. He needs to know who he is. And who is he? He is my beloved witness who I've chosen to tell you who I am as a master trainer. I chose him today. Do you know that's you are God's chosen? You're his beloved chosen witnesses. You're not students. You're the next wave of warriors for the King of Kings. You get so involved in your classes, you're forgetting what you're here for and the passion for what you for who you're here for. But he's going to have to know who he is, and I'm going to test him. I test him hard. Matter of fact, when he was a puppy, he thinks I don't love him because he's having to sit and stay, not move, and all of his friends are out there playing, and I'm saying, no, you can't go. Well, his friends are all on walking on a leash today behind the fence, tied to trees. Some of them are dead. He can play in the park without a collar. I put the most pressure on that which I love the most. I run him the furthest and through the most briars. And sometimes we think God doesn't love us. I'm just making him everything I need him to be. To accomplish what? What I need him to accomplish. Because he'll do what I tell him to do. I have a place for him in my Father's house. I will. So he's got to know who he is. He's going to have to know who I am. Who am I? I am the power that can change his life. I am the one that can separate him from all other dogs. I have the power and the ability to totally change who he is. Wow. I look down at that dog and I'm saying, all right. And I'm going, oh, Lord, 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 forgive me. It's so hard to look up. And God said, you are my beloved witness of whom I am, who I am. And I thought he was trying to control me when he made me sit. He wasn't trying to control me. He was trying to set me free. If he can't sit, he can't learn, can he? Well, he's got to know who he is, who I am. He's going to have to make a decision who he's going to serve. And I mean a real decision. I don't mean a half decision, but a total commitment, sold out decision. And then that decision will change the entire direction of his life. It'll change everything he does. Some of you are here because it's nice to be here. Some of my dogs come into my kennel for what I can do for them. Oh, he's going to feed us good. He's going to throw us bumpers. They love to get my bumpers. I'm not looking for a dog like that. God loves you. He's not looking for you like that. He's looking for the one that came here for one reason. Because they know who he is. He's looking for the one that came to worship him. You I will use. And you, I get to choose which dog I bring. I love them all, Pastor. I mean, Doctor. I love every dog. But I'll choose only a few. Oh, man, be one. Be one. Any dog knock on my kennel, you think I'll open it? You bet I will. Isn't that interesting? They don't want to come knock on my kennel. Why? Born with a self-serving, deceitful heart, wake up thinking the whole world's about them. Wow. Just like us. But should he knock on my kennel, brother, I open it because I love every one of them. I'm not looking for one that says, I've got to go get the bumpers. I'm looking for one that says, I get to. You don't have to take the trash out. You get to take the trash out. You don't have to go to school here. You get to go to school here. You don't have to cut the grass. You've got grass. And we can go on down the list. You be a dog that says, I get to, not I got to. That's who I'm looking for. When I pick a puppy, I let them eat. They're all eating. Grab them by the tail. I pick up some. They cry baby, and I know one thing. They're going to cry baby the rest of their life. Whine, baby, whine, baby, whine. I pick up another one by the tail. He'll try to bite me. Little bitty old, rawr, rawr, holding like a turtle. You know what I know? He's going to fight me the rest of my life. Bow up. Ain't nobody telling me what to do. I'm American dog. You know? He will. Are you bowing up on people? You know what? He did, and he did when I grabbed him by the tail. They kept on eating. I'm telling you. They're focused. I said, give me two of those. I want two of those right there. God's looking for that who is focused. Keep your eyes on the prize. I run these babies right here. 100 yards, there's a log. They don't go around it. Right straight over it. And I'll tell you this, champions are not born. They are made. Now, there's some talents they have that make it a little easier, but there's none that are born. They have to be made. I got to say, that's a decoy. Oh, yeah, that's a decoy. And decoys look like the real thing, but they're there to deceive you. Man, that's a whole nother talk. Get off of that thing. Do they have a fear of me? Yes, sir. They got a fear of the master. Why? Because that's the biblical. Fear of the master is the first step. Did I say fear the master? I said fear of the master. He has a fear of disobeying, disrespecting me. Loves me dearly, but not as much as I love him. Every generation of dogs, he got his back turned on me because I'm using his dad. Yeah, okay. Y'all don't do that, do you? You don't insult your parents like that, do you? Oh, anyway. Every generation of dog does what? Affects the next generation. You're going to watch him in a minute. I'm just real curious if you're going to leave here if I don't tell you who his parents are. You don't care who his parents are or his brother or his mother, do you? You don't care what kind of car he drove up, what kind of doghouse he has. What do you care about? Is he faithful, loyal, and obedient? That's all the world's looking for. Forget about all those excuses, good and bad. My dad's a champion. Well, I could care less. What are you? Amen. When you walk up to the line at the Nationals, they draw a line in the sand, folks, and they don't say, who's your daddy, who's your mama, who's your brother, where you been, what's your pedigree there? You know what they say? You, Hank, be quiet. You can't help him if he's not a champion. Get him off the line. And by the way, there is no curve. Wow, not unlike me in front of Jesus Christ and you. There is no curve. Either he is or he isn't. And it changes the direction of the rest of his life. Everyone. I look into puppy dogs. I'm not looking for one that's focused on what I've saved him from. All puppies want to be saved from something. They all run. You feeding us in there today? You throwing bumpers? We having a good time. What do you save me from? I love you, Hank. You saved me from something. I say, I love you too. Scoot over. What am I looking for? I'm looking for one that's focused on what I save him far. Not from, but far. I want that puppy who runs up into me. Oh, thank you for saving me. Can I tell the world who you are? I'm so grateful I get a chance to tell the world who you are. Are you focused on saved from? Or are you focused on saved for? You got a chance to tell the world who Jesus Christ is. And the further you run, the greater the glory for the Master. Whoa. I love, son, just don't move, okay? Just stay right there. All right. Do I treat train them? What's treat training mean? Here's a cookie, man. Don't move. Sit. Come here. Here's a cookie. Never treat train your puppy. You treat train your puppy, I'm going to make you a promise. Day's coming, the world's got a bigger treat than the one you've got. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to tell you something else. What he's got to do, the distance he's got to run, the briars he's got to go through, the water he's got to cross, not worth a cookie you have. Never treat train that which you love. Never. But don't you fear train him either. You fear train him, I'll make you another promise. The day's coming when he's 600 yards from you, he isn't coming back. So what do you do? It's in God's word. God got you and me for what? He actually wanted a personal relationship with us. He got us to walk in the garden to talk with him. He gave us prayer that we can still talk to him. He gave us a book where we can read his word. He gave us other people that we can communicate and tell them how much we love. It's about relationships. When you go to the Nationals, a lot of bad dogs show up. I don't think there's ever been one they ran out of fear who has ever won, ever, because the distance goes too far. It isn't worth the pain. They don't care. But those that run out of love, you'll have to go get them because they won't come back because they're running out of love. You take a dog up to the line of love. You take a man or a woman. You take a church. You take a college. It runs out of love. And you got a power source. You got a power source that you can't stop it. Just can't stop it. Do all my puppies make it to the championship? I wish they did, but they don't. Isn't that sad? They could. They should. I give them everything they need, but you know why they don't make it? They have a gift, and that gift is called choice. That dog and that dog can actually choose today who they want to serve. I chose you and brought you. Now you've got to receive and accept my offer to serve me. Isn't that so obvious? We've got to quit taking the Bible up here in high IQ, and let's put it back where God meant for it to be, in simple simplicity. A tsunami of simplicity, okay, for simple guys like me, the duck hunters of this world, okay. How long did it take to make a champion? 20 minutes a day. 20 minutes a day, folks. Didn't say 4 hours, 20 minutes. You can't give me a dog. I'm an average trainer. Give me a dog. You can't bring me one that in 1 year from now, if he spends 20 minutes every day with me, that you even recognize when he comes back. I will deny this in public. I did not say this. Cut the cameras. I have a Pekingese at my house, one of them little bitty short dog with 4-inch legs. My wife loves that dog. I got big labs. I walk into my house, I go sit, they go boom, 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 dink. Yeah. Everybody sits. I don't care what kind of dog he is. I love him. He retrieves. He'll grab a duck and run right under him. God does not care what kind of dog you are. It isn't, I'm not the right kind of dog. No, you're not paying attention to the Master. He'll use you just like you are. He's my pocket ministry. Get that Pekingese down there. No. But anyway, what's the first thing he has to learn? What he's doing. Sit. Be still. Oh, let's get to the good stuff. That is the good stuff. You can't sit in God's presence. You can't learn. You're not going to be all you're going to meant to be. When you get out in the real world, I'm going to tell you something. Would you please not go down to that school and jump on that little elementary teacher who's having a hard time keeping up with what you're bringing down there? You see, that teacher teaches biology, math, and English, and you and I teach, be still, sit down, pay attention to the teacher, do your homework, and leave Johnny alone. That's in the homes of this nation, and we need to put it back in the homes of this nation. It'll set you free. He thought, sit. I thought God was trying to control me till I had a dog. I'm not trying to control this dog, Dr. Patterson. I'm trying to set him free. If he can't sit, he can't learn. You know, just, I love you, brother. I love you. Just sit right there. By the way, I just want to make sure. See, watching me or you? You watching God? You watching the cute girl next to you? Or the good-looking guy like me next to you? What is it? All right. Where's it go? Real simple. More I learned to stay, what happened? More I got to go. More I learned to stay, more I got to go. Don't you bow up on me and tell me you deserve to go. You know? Don't think you have to go, expect to go, got a right to go. I love you. The more I can trust you, guess what? The more I'll take you. Don't get that, would you not? I'm sure he'd get that. My back's turned, he didn't get it. Are you serious? Something he really wants? Oh my gosh, I love you. Can the world trust you when their back's turned? Huh? Your wife, your spouse, your teacher, your employer? Can they? There aren't many champions in this world. There never have been. There never will be. Fetch it up. Hold on, preacher. Come on back here. Okay, let's try to use his son, okay? Y'all care if we use his son? Yeah, no. I've been bringing my son with me. Give it, please. Whose is that? Mine or yours? Give it, please. Drop it. There you go. Okay. You know, that kept the rich young ruler out of heaven. He could not give it up. And you know what? Dr. Page, I just want to pull you right out of that chair, brother. Okay, sit, please. That's a young dog preacher, but that's a very serious moment. I'm telling you, you got to be able to give them up. The day he thinks these are his is the day I can't use him. I got dogs that think if they go out there and get the most, and they can get a bigger doghouse. And when they die, I'm going to redistribute these bumpers among all the other dogs. They could have walked by my side. They could have told the world who I was. So, he'll sit. By the way, when does he get off of this leash? Huh? When he cry babies? When he gets his degree? Day I can trust him. Day I can trust him. Now, I won't give him a name. Why do you think I named this dog? Here, buddy. Here. Just go this way. Over here. Here. Heel. Sit, because I love you. I named this dog. I don't even name a dog until I, well, you know when I want to name a dog? Let me just say, when do you think I name a dog? He was 9 months old before I ever named him. Shh, gospel truth. I don't name a dog until I want the world to know he's mine. Isn't that interesting? Until I want the world to know he's mine. They think their name is okay. They can go on okay. I love you. Is there anybody in here God hadn't named yet? You're still serving yourself. Huh? Be careful. So careful. But I gave him a name for three reasons. I gave him a name so I can hold him accountable for what I want him asking to do. That's not very nice. Yeah, he's got a name, so I can hold him accountable for the life he lives. Isn't that in the Bible somewhere? And you and I will be held accountable before the Lord. God walked through the garden, had everything named in it. I always thought must be a pretty slow up there. Or it's awful important. But I gave him a name so I can hold him accountable. Why do we know that's true? Because when what? When Jesus went up to the grave, he says, come out of there. Did Lazarus come out? No, sir. He didn't say that. He said, Lazarus, come out of there. Had he said, come out of there, they'd still be coming out of there. You got a name. So you can be held accountable for the life you live. He's got a name so I can tell him how much I love him, whether he does it right or wrong. I love him so much. Regardless, I'll always love him. He's priceless. You're priceless. There, if you don't ever hear anything else, understand this. I got that puppy because of the love I had for him, and God got you and me because of the love he had for us. But once I knew he loved me, I asked him to do something for me. And God's asking you now to be his witnesses. I gave you a name so I can hold you accountable. I gave you a name so I can tell you how much I love you, and I do. And I gave you a name so I can praise you for what you do right. I so want to praise him. God so wants to praise you. The greatest use of his name is when I left my house, I'm going to the Nationals, and I take 8 dogs, and they're all out there crying, and I say, you Spot, you Johnny, you, and I call their names out, and they can come to me. Wow, what a moment. Can you imagine sitting there and your name not getting called? Don't you let that happen to you. The greatest use of your name is when you stand before Jesus Christ and he says, and you, my son, come unto me. And he'll call you by name. So what's that look like, son? You know, here you go. Here, heel, back it up. We got to hurry. These people out here. Sit, because I love you. Oh, preach it all. Fetch it up for us. Okay, don't show it to your dad. Come on, quit showing it off. Let's go. Come on. These are male dogs. Male dogs, they'll come, watch him come back, and he'll be holding it real high. You see what I got? You see the car I'm driving? Yeah, look at the house I live in. All right, come here. You sure you know who you are? Here, heel, sit, because I love you. You want to go outside and play? There's other dogs out there. I'm going to hold you accountable. You sure? Sit, please. Bobby, Johnny, sweetheart, Dr. Patterson. Oh, I'd shot him if he'd gone. Hey, I'd shot him if he'd gone on that one. Sweetheart. Killer, beautiful thing. President, bad news. Hello, Mary. Preacher. Oh, he knows who he is. Y'all clap for that dog now. Wake up out there. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You a good dog, son. Fetch that up for me. Now, he knows who he is. He's in a test, folks. How long am I going to use him? Here. How long am I going to use him? Come on. You're seminary students, I'll use him till he can't do it. Then what will I do? I'm going to get another dog. Whoa, isn't that scary? Did I say I won't love him? No, I'll always love him, but I won't be able to use him. I'll get another dog. God will get another you. He'll get another me. He'll get another Baptist seminary. He'll get another America. My goodness, what's wrong with us? I love you, man. I love you. Here, here. Fetch it up. Is no a bad word? Who thinks no is a bad word? God gave us no before he ever gave us the good news. You ever think of that? You got no. Thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Does that mean he doesn't love you? No, I don't know. Let's ask a dog. I brought one. Fetch it up. No. Hey, I love you. I love you. I love you. Aren't many dogs can do that. Aren't many men can do that. Aren't many women can do that. Just not there. It's anybody can get bumpers. Anybody can be famous. Anybody can build a huge church. Do you love the master? I told him no, by the way, for 2 reasons. I told him no because I knew of things that might hurt him. And you know why else I told him no? I knew where something greater was. God told us no for a reason. See, had he gone over here, had he kept going, had he done what he wanted to, had you known more than me, the teacher, the preacher, the pastor, don't move, son. I knew something you didn't know. Oh, I got it. Oh, my gosh, I got it. Yeah. If he'd done what he wanted to, he'd be dead. Blind, maimed, killed, never the same, never the same, never the same. You young parents, I'm going to tell you something. You can't back it up either. You kids who got mad at your parents for telling you no, listen to me. Hold this thought. Next time somebody tells you no, hold this thought. Maybe they love you. Maybe they actually know something you don't know. Maybe they care. You see, I told him no because I do love him. Because I do care. And because I knew of something that would hurt him. And also, I knew of something greater in this world. Listen to me. Trust me. I don't want you to get that. Just trust me. Down that aisle to the right. Over. Just trust me. Back. He who keeps his eyes fixed on me, I'll keep him perfect. What? What did you get because I could trust you with the little things of life? What is that? Come here with that. Let me see that. What? You got the green-headed duck of life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What a dog. Come here, buddy. Yeah, you can get that bumper. Okay. Come here. I don't know if this will work or not. We've never done this one. But I'm going to tell you what's going to get a lot of you pastors of both genders. Sit, please. Or people involved in the church, sit. Because it gets my dogs. And it says the dogs can teach us things. Every dog that really gets in trouble, it always starts out with just a little bitty thought. But this little bitty old thought pops into their mind. Oh, I wonder what kind of duck that might be in there. It's kind of cute, maybe. Maybe, I don't know. And you just don't get that thought out of your mind. You don't kill it. You kind of hang on to it. And lo and behold, first thing you know, boom, it kind of hatches. And what happens then? Oh, yeah, here it is. It is kind of cute. Isn't she cute? He needs my help. I just wanted just a little bit of money, not much. I'm going to take a little bit. I'll put it back in there. Yeah. And then what happens? And then it grows up a little bit. Oh, my. It really kind of cute now. Man, it kind of loves me back. That's the way. And then what happens? Sit. I want you to find it. Back. Fetch it up. Then what happens? That little bitty thought that becomes a giant sin. Fetch it up. Bring it here. Fetch it. It becomes so big, you can't even think. You can't focus. You can't even come back to the master. You can't see where you're going. Everything. You have just thrown your life away. Over. You can't even carry it. Now you're going to give it up. Man, folks, what a... No, sir. Hey, this was it. You're gone. Give me another dog. Yes, sir. Here, brother, hang on to that thing. No. Yeah. He's looking a little bit lonely back there. Whoa, what a picture. Hey, funny, not meant to be. You get that little cute thought out of your mind, or it'll be so big, you'll be destroyed. You won't even be able to focus on what you're supposed to focus on. This dog can speak several languages. There's so many things we could tell you all. I can bring him. I used to put him in the back and walk up here and never say a word, touch my heart. He'd come running to me. By the way, if I want my wife, I touch my billfold, you know, but no. Man, I never get invited back. I think it's my jokes. But anyway, I hope it's my. But I'd send him back here, touch my heart, and he'd come running down here. I did that when a big old church, and he's barreling down the aisle. A deacon woke up and saw him coming down the aisle. Did y'all catch that? Oh, okay. All right. And he stood up and said, get that dog out of here. Man, before I could tell him that dog was with me, three wives had their husbands by the ear and were heading to the door. All right, he knows who he is. He knows who I am. This is the coveted orange bumper. What's more important than him knowing who he is or who I am? How important is it he know that who I am? Sit, please, because I love you. Sit, please, because I love you. The greatest gift of his life is that his mother loved him enough to drop him off at my kennel. She loved him enough to drop him off in my kennel. You see, if he didn't get in my kennel, he wouldn't know my commands. Where does faith come? It comes by hearing. So you have to be in the presence of to hear. What a gift. You get yourself, you get children, you drag your friend into church because they have to hear God's word. It's critical. Greatest gift in his life is that he got into by church. Greatest commandment is to what? Love your new toys, love your new car, love your position, love your mate, child, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. You all know it better than I do. Okay. Why is God saying love me? Do you think God needs you to love him? You think I need that dog to love me to be who I am? Who thinks I need that dog to be me, father of four, ex-businessman, married to Jane, da, 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 da. I am that. I don't need that dog to love me to be that. So why is God saying love me? I'll tell you why. I think you're going to have to ask smart man over here, but I don't really know. But I'm going to tell you what I think. I think God's saying love me because he knows that you cannot love what you do not know. You can't submit totally, in total love, to something you don't even know. And he does want you to know who he is. You make no mistake about it. The greatest gift in his life is knowing who I am. So I want to know if he's mine. He's going to have to make a decision. How am I going to find out? I'm going to test him. How's God going to find out about you? You're going to be tested. Don't think you're not going to be tested. You are. I'm going to throw this orange bumper right down that aisle. What's this dog's name? Preacher. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I want to know if you can make him go get it, because I'm going to ask him not to. Because God's word says what? you can't pluck from my hand that's one of mine. Son, if they can steal you, you're not mine. You can call yourself mine. You can lay at my feet. But if they can steal you from me, you are not mine. Wow. World using something? Steal you from God? Huh? Oh, probably so. Change it. Because the good news is this. The bad news says, my dogs, my sheep, my men, my churches, my colleges, my nation says, it says that those that are not of God cannot hear his word. Did y'all know it said that? I didn't. Y'all probably do. I'm kind of one of an old duck hunter. I was stunned. Those that are not of God cannot hear his word. I didn't hear God's word. I'm the guy that's a pastor you want to find. You want to tell them about the gospel. It said I couldn't hear, and I didn't hear his word. I went back to my house. I got my little man closet, and I didn't pray for success or joy or happiness. I prayed that God would open up my heart that I could hear his word. I quit praying for my boys' success, and God would open up their hearts so they could hear his word. Because hearing his word, him hearing my word, is what separates him from all other dogs. I sent his father down Main Street, Texas. He's 600 yards from me, Main Street, Houston, rather. And I blow this whistle. That dog would stop and turn so fast his rear end would slide backwards, Dr. Patterson, to look at me. Downtown Houston, what's he looking for? Me. You see his eyes. It's biblical. God said, find me. Seek my face. Find me. Boy, when he finds me, his ears drop. Smoke blowing out of him. He is locked on me. I leave him there 15, 20 minutes. Another dog comes up to him. I'm not talking street dog. I'm talking highly enlightened dog. I'm the one that dog is trying to tell you you're wasting your time being a Christian and religious. That's for weak people, not strong, intelligent, bad boys. That's for you weak guys. That dog. I hope you didn't have coffee with him this morning. You know why it doesn't surprise me? That dog doesn't understand my whistle, doesn't even understand it. He's not my dog. And please don't pass that too fast. He is not my dog. Those that are not of God cannot hear his word. But my sheep, my dogs, my churches, my nations, my colleges, they will what? Know my voice. I will what? Know them, and they will what? Follow me. So let's test that. Here, preacher dog. Back it up. Come on. Back it up. Here. Heel. Sit, because I love you. I'm going to throw this right out there among you. Sit, please. This is the coveted orange bumper. I don't know what it is in your life, but that's something he really wants. I'm going to throw it right out there. Now, you know what his name is? I want to know if he's mine or yours. How am I going to find out? I'm going to test him. Are y'all ready? I try to steal my dog. I don't care what you do. Go ahead. Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. This sounds kind of like Southern Baptist College or something. What do we got? I want you to get down on my dog. I want you at a football game. I want you to do to him what they've already done to you. Huh? I want you to do what they're going to do to you. You know what they're going to say. Hey, everybody's doing that. You're the only dog not getting orange bumpers. Why don't you just try that one time? I won't tell anybody. Boy, there's a lie. That'd be 6 o'clock news. Huh? Just try once. You don't have to try it again. You sissy. You coward. Oh, the stuff that's coming. Now, I'm going to turn my back. I want to know if he's mine. God wants to know who you belong to. I know. I so love you. Are you ready? I'm going to count to five. Everything you got up here. Y'all ready? Here we go. Steal him. Come on. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I love you. I'm going to tell you something. We can turn the lights out and come back tomorrow, and you know what? He would still be here. Do you understand how much I love him? I mean, I'm a man with a dog. And he brings me so much honor. He holds firm in the world of temptation. And there aren't many. Would you be one? Would you be God's? Would you hold firm in all the junk that's coming your way? Now, is there a trick to this? You think I stomp my foot, raise my hand? Or you think there's truth in God's word when it says, and they that are mine will know my voice, and I will know them, and they will follow me. You think I could say, preacher, I bet I could. Y'all clap for that dog. Come on back here, buddy. I love you. Come on back here, buddy. All right.
Love that dog. Come here, you good-looking thing, you pretty thing. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Whoop. I love you. You love me or what's in my hands? No, sir. You love the things I can do for you? Tell you what, when I can trust you with these, I give you so many, you can't carry them home. Oh, yeah. All right. We got to hurry, Pastor. We got to hurry. And let's see. There's so many things. I can't do it right now, but usually we're running out of time. I'll throw one there, one back there, one over there, one up there. I tell my dog, I want you to get them, son. I want you to get them all. I want you to get them right now. Oh, that's offensive. Wouldn't you hate me to be your dad? Get them all, get them right now. It's abusive. Why would I tell him that? We got some ladies in here. How many of you ladies grew up all your life saying, I want to marry a lazy man? Raise your hand. Put your hand down, young lady. I didn't say, did you? I didn't say, did you? I said, you want to. No, I don't think so. How many of you teachers want to teach a lazy kid? How many of you employers want to hire a lazy kid? What do you mean? Why did I say, get them all and get them right now? Because I love him. I want to separate him from all the others. You betcha. I love you, son. Sit because I love you. All right. So any dog can get the bumpers. Let's get some in our hands here. You know what's more difficult than getting them? Getting the one I want you to. Here. Let's go here. Let's do this. Come here. Here with me. You're going to do what I want you to do. You're going to do what you want to do. Where are you? Here. Heel. Sit. My will going to be done? Or your will going to be done? That's in some book somewhere, I think. I'm not real sure. Heel with me. Do what you want. Good dog would have already had them all. Folks, I don't want a good dog. I want a great dog. I don't want to be a good man. Be a great man. A dog and a man can make themselves good. Only God can make them great. Which one are you going to get, son? Sit, please, because I love you. Get the one I want. They're all around him. Ma'am, which one you want him to get?
The orange one.
Every woman I ask. Every woman I ask. I've been all over this country. I always ask some lady, and they always say, see if you can get that hard, difficult one behind him, that really hard one back there, that orange one. I think there's two things genetically passed down from mother to daughter. I think the word sale today is genetically passed down from mother to daughter. There goes those jokes again. I don't get to come back. But you know what I also think? Every mama says, you see if he can do the difficult things. See if he's worthy of you. She tells her daughter, see if he's worthy of you. You not for sale. You not for rent. You see if he's worthy for you. Is he worthy? And the day the mamas of this world quit telling their daughters that, shame on them. Is he worthy? And guys, you better hear that. You best get worthy. You better quit the partying. Because the day's coming, he's going to stand in front of the judge, folks, and it's over with. He gets one shot at it, and there is no curve. So get the hard one. Should he turn left or right, ma'am, when he gets it? Turn left. Now, he's already better than most dogs. I could have quit training him. When did you quit learning, huh? When did you know all you needed to know about Jesus Christ? Look in the mirror. When did you stop really fighting to know more about the King of Kings? You can't even come close to knowing all you need to know. I had to modify my language for that dog. And God is being so patient with us. Turn which way? Which way? Left? Left. I love you, man. She wants you to get the hard one. And she wants you to turn this way. You ready? Back. No, sir. Behind you. Look here. Back. Dogs don't see orange, by the way. I don't know if y'all know that or not. They're like deer. Good dog. That's good. Here. Come here. Here. Heel. Sit. Come here. Fetch that one up. Give it to me. Here. Heel. Sit, please. Because I'll get it back here. Come on. We're in a hurry. Here. Heel. You're my chosen witness, man. Sit. You're meandering, drinking coffee down there at Starbucks. You're supposed to be doing... Okay, sir, left or right?
Left.
Find it. No, sir. Good. Preacher. Oh, come on. Come on. That's nice of your daddy. Come on. Come on, let's go. Here.
Let's get over here. Here, heel, right, sit. Sir, one to the right, one in the middle.
Right.
On the right. Sit, please. Okay, you're looking at the right. Come on. Heel. Find it. That's good. Preacher. Man. Come on. Fetch it out. Fetch it out. Fetch it out. Come on. Hey, come on. Yeah. He wanted to make sure he hadn't been mouthing his bird while his back was turned. All right, sit. You know what's more difficult than getting them all? Getting the 101. You know what's more important, difficult than getting the one God wants you to? Not getting it. You know what's more difficult than that? Actually getting it and dropping it. Now, that's difficult. You see, once we get that church, I'm sorry, once we get that bumper, it's ours. Once we get that car, it's ours. Well, no, they're not. They've always been mine. Always been mine. I just let them fall so you could pick them up. That's all. So, let's see. I hid something somewhere. Not sure where. I know I hid something back there. Well, we'll just have to do half of it. I want you to go over there and pick it up. Here. Heel. Sit. No, sir. Find it. No, sir. Come here. Here. Heel. Come on. We're in a hurry. Find it. No, sir. They don't see orange. That's it right there. Trust me, right there. Preacher. Fetch it up. Hey, no, sir, right here. Fetch it up. Preacher. Fetch it up. Oh, that's it. Good dog. Drop it. Fetch it up. That's good. Come on. Go, go. Drop it. Lay down by it. Drop it. Lay down by it. Down. Drop it. I love that dog. I love that dog. Now, notice one thing, guys. He's done exactly what I asked him to. Preacher. Hey, preacher. Hey, don't make. I turned my back. Drop it. No, sir, I want you to drop it. Drop it. You think God looks down at you like that? And the angels are saying, let him have that car. Let him have that car. God says, no, I need to know if he's mine. You see, if he's mine, I can really use him. Fetch it up. Fetch it up. I love you. Clap for him. He's a good dog. He's a good dog. Come on. He's a good dog. He's a good dog. Preacher. All right. Bring it back, son. We got to hurry here. We got to skip a bunch of them. Ooh. I've got 5 minutes. I got to hurry. Come here. We got to give it to me. Where's the cross? There's a cross right over there. Y'all see that cross right over there? Here. Come here. No, sir. I'm going to show it. No, sir. Right there. Right there. See that cross? Okay, sit. He knows who he is. So do you know who you are? He knows who I am. You know who Jesus Christ is. He has made a decision to follow me. And I didn't take his word for it. I've put him through some bad stuff to test him. And his lifestyle, his commitments, he's passing the test. So now he's got to do one more thing. If you're going to be mine, you need to go to the cross. I want you to tell the world who I am. I want you to go to the cross, son. Now, temptations are going to come. There's a cookie right there. Oh, right there. Mm-hmm. Now, that's a cookie to you guys. That's temptation to him. If I had y'all up here, wouldn't put a cookie, would I? Had you guys up here, I'd put the prettiest thing you ever saw. You know what I'm talking about? Had you ladies up here, someone look a lot like me. Oh, yeah. Me and Dr. Patterson, yeah. All right. Yes, sir. Over here? Oh, yeah. There's one. Where's my last cookie going to drop? Oh, yeah. We know that, don't we? Some of us won't even get out of this room tonight. Won't even get out of here. Oh, yeah. Hey, preacher. Hey. Now, if I leave him and those cookies long enough, what's going to happen? There could be some cookie munching going on. What's he supposed to do when he's in the cookies? Get on the phone, call a committee. No, sir. What's God's word say? Leave. Get out of there. Flee. If he sits there long enough, he will eat the cookies. You hang around the crowd that's doing the wrong things, you will do the wrong thing. It will be a little thought that'll get a little bigger, and the next thing you know, you're dragging a big bird back, and you can't even see where you're going. I love you, son. You're going to have to go to that cross. Don't you let what another dog does keep you from going to the cross of Jesus Christ. I love your daddy. He's trying to tell you something. You know what Bandera is telling him? He's telling him this every day of his life. Son, I'm your father, but I can't make you a champion. I wish I could, but I can't. I'm just your father. I don't have the power. I don't have the authority. I don't have the ability. All I can do is be a good example for you. All I can do is to drag you into Hank's presence, and all I can do is pray that he will accept you into his kennel. I wish I could make you all big time, laid down, fight, die hard warriors for the King of Kings, but I can't do that. I don't have the power. I don't have authority. I don't have the ability. All we can do, Dr. Patterson and I, is be a good example. We can drag you into his presence, and we pray that God will open up your hearts. I love him for talking to him that way. But son, you're going to have to go to the cross on your own. This is your decision. Don't you let what another dog does keep you from going there. Don't you let what another dog does or does not do keep you from going there. I don't care how bad it is, you run to that cross. I don't care how good it is, you run to that cross. No matter what's happening, run to the cross. Back. Keep your eyes fixed on me. Back. Keep running. Keep running. Oh, oh, what did you get? Come here, son. Oh, my. What have you got? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What is the preacher trying to tell you? Don't you think cookies aren't real? Don't you think they are not here to kill your appetite for that greater, more abundant thing that Jesus Christ has for you to chew on? Those cookies are here to kill your appetite for the greater, more abundant. Do not trade your life in eternity for some temporary cookie. Do not do it. Please, from my heart to you, do not do it. Preacher's talking to you. He's trying to tell you. Your son did good. Now, all this so I can use him. What? Yeah. All these 4 years here. 12 for some of you looking at. Oh, I'm sorry. Get him. All this training so I can use him. Use him for what? For what he was born to do. Go. Even to the ends of the earth. Find that which is lost. Baptize them. Make them disciples for me. Is there anybody lost in here? We got anybody lost? Nobody's lost?
I am. I'm lost.
Whoa. Son, that's entirely too far. You're going to stay lost. Anybody in the front row lost? Isn't that what we do? Huh? Lord, send me, but not much further than across the street.
Oh, come on.
You're going to get out there, and you're going to be there. And if I get in your parking lot, you're going to wave at me. If I get inside your church, you're going to shake my hand if I look like you. And that isn't what God got you for. Go. But we're going to send him. I love you, son. Listen to me. I so love you. Like Dr. Page, I have spent 4 years training you. It's time that you go through that exit sign. It's time you go into the real world. Is that door open right through there? Would somebody, young fella, third row? Oh, that door is open? Never mind. He says it's open. I'm going to send him through that door. I'm going to have to holler a left. I'm going to have to holler another left. I'm going to have to holler another left. Hopefully he's going to come right down through here. If he can hear my voice, I'm going to send him right. I'm going to send him up. I'm going to send him left. I'm going to send him right. He had best know my voice. You don't know the Ten Commandments. You don't. It isn't about knowing them. It's about hearing his voice, knowing what to do. He has got to focus on me. So when I holler left or whatever I'm hollering, you deceive my dog. You holler something. You be the world. You be, no, right, sit, don't do it. I don't care what you say. Now, I've got the microphone. But let me tell you what, this is very risky. This dog can make a real fool out of me, be lost in a heartbeat. Risky, but guess what? The greater the risk, the greater the temptation, the greater the challenge, the more glory for the master. Don't get out there and do little things for God. Don't go get bumpers in the third row. That is not what he got you here for. Somebody today, hear me. He got you to be much bigger than you are. But you listen for his voice. Are you ready to deceive my dog? Now, here's a point of interest. He's been with me since he's, what, 6 months? You think if I'd put a cell phone on him, put him in front of the TV, let him have that little thing where he could be real smart and look all that stuff up? You think he know my voice? No, he's not going to know my voice. He's got to spend time in my presence, in my word. And so do you, and so do I. That will destroy your children. It will destroy you. Kill your ability to use imagination. I don't think that thing's bad because it shows the ugly stuff of this world. I think it's killing the imagination of the next generation. And without imagination, they can't be creative in how they worship the King of Kings. Are you ready to deceive my dog? Is that door open? It is open. I love you, son. Here. This is what you were made for. I love you. Now find him. No, sir. Sit, please. You got to sit. Preacher, sit. Sit. Heel over this way. Sit. No, sir. I'm not going to let him go. You sit. Heel. Good. No, sir. Heel. Preacher. Come back. Here, come back. I know you heard his voice. Here. But listen to me. You run straight to him, he'll hide from you. To the right. Left. Y'all holler. Left. 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 No. He must be a Dallas Seminary student. Southern Baptist already been back. He can get lost. Well, this is real. Oh, no, sir. Hey, you tried. Come here. Try again. Back. No, sir. You can do it. I know you can do it. Come here. No, sir. Listen to me. Come here. Come here. No, sir. Come here. Come here. Here. Back. Back. No, sir. Back. Now back. Uh-huh. Back. Left. How y'all doing? There's some people out here in the hall. No wonder he didn't make it. Left. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. You think God's not saying that to you? Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Right. Left. Up. I love you. Run. Left. Right. Oh, wait a minute. I think he's got him. If he gets back here and he's got that last lost sheep, the one Jesus Christ left the 99 for, I want you to all get on your feet and applaud. I want you to get on your feet. Come on. Because God, Bible says, you give your life to Jesus Christ, every angel in heaven is going to do what? They're going to stand up and applaud. Come on, get on your feet. He's got him. What a dog. 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 I love you. Sit, please. Sit. Sit. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Sit. Gosh. Man. Whoa. I know how God feels now when he sends us. Don't stop there, Hank. Don't stop there. I so love this sheep. How much did Jesus Christ love this sheep? He came from his position as king and did what? Put his hands out and said, take my life, take my blood, that they can be in the presence of my Father. Are you that lost one? Are you? I so love the sheep. You know who else I love? Students. I love the missionary. Willing to leave my side, go out into the unknown, hear my voice, fight the distances, and to bring what I love back. You have the chance, the potential to have the greatest job in America. Bringing that which God loves back into his house. You be serious about it. I love you, son. Well done, my good and faithful servant. I have a place for you in my Father's house and at the banquet table. I have so much more to say. I've got to close. We got to go. I love you. Thank you all for letting us be here today.
Thank you for listening to this audio from Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. If you want more information on our academic programs, or if you would like to support our mission, visit www.swbts.edu.